Amen.
Let me tell you about Jesus and what He's done for me. Amen. The brothers already spoke how far He's brought them. Amen. Amen. 8 years. Amen. It's a long time, brother, being on that kind of stuff like that. Amen. People get discouraged sometimes when they're going through a tough stuff, something in their life, and they think they just can't get rid of it. Amen. You got something like this man was talking a second ago. Amen. That was on drugs, about as heavy as you could get. Amen. Was in a tough spot, about as bad as you could get. Amen. Dug himself a hole. Amen. All his left was a thrown dirt on top of him. Amen, church. Well, let me tell you about how good Jesus is. Amen. He was able to slip down there. Amen. To jump down in the hole with him. Amen. And pick him right up. Amen. And put him on top of that ground. Amen. Jesus is in control tonight. He's in control of your situation. Amen. Church, this week. Amen. We've been preaching about a refuge in our help in the time of trouble. We talked about the valley of dry bones. He's still in the midst of our storm. Each and every time. Let me tell you about what Jesus did for me. Amen, church. Oh, boy, I tell you, my story never gets old. Amen. You can sit there and say, Caleb, amen, Hal's talking about your sinful life. Amen. It's so good to hear about. It ain't the sinful part it's good to hear about. It's what happens at the end. Amen. It's what happens at the end of the story that makes it just as good, or if not better than anything else. Amen. You preach that great, brother. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to ask you for a little bit of time. Amen. To give me your teaching this week. Amen. I've been preaching on the church. Amen. And how our spiritual strength, where it comes from, and the things we need to do to be looking for it. Amen. Tonight, I kind of want to feel like the Lord's giving me the direction of the lost tonight. I don't know why. Amen. We seem to have had a steady stream. Amen. Of steady church members here. Amen. And you would think, by the way they act and live, they're saved and ready, but for some reason tonight, amen, God wants me to preach on the lost just a little bit. Amen. Tonight, amen, this story right here goes right along. Amen. With my life and my walk with the Lord. Amen. Me and Trey was just talking about this, and he was telling me a story about a preacher that told him, little did Jerry know that I was preaching on this time. He said the preacher told him, if I hear the prodigal son one more time, amen, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, Jerry, brother, I'm going to hear it just one more time. Amen, tonight. Amen, the prodigal son is my life story, brother. Amen, I'm talking about a man. Amen, when Christ died for me, offered me everything. He said, Caleb, if you live for me, I can save your soul of everything you've done. I'll give you everything. Amen, the mansions, the streets of God, the pearly gates, heaven, eternal life, I'll give you it all. Yeah. If you follow me. But I'm talking about a boy tonight. Amen, I'm talking about myself. Amen, I got out into the world of sin.
Yeah.
Amen, got away from God.
Amen.
Amen, all the good things where I had it made.
Right.
Amen,
right.
I got away and tried the world a little while.
Yeah.
Amen, we'll get to it here in a minute. I pray tonight if you're lost here and undone without God. Amen, if you have a need, amen, don't wait for the preacher to get through preaching. Amen, don't wait for the song to start playing the altar call. If God tells you in your heart tonight, amen, if you feel the conviction power of God is on you, amen, if you say, preacher, get out of my way, I've got to get my life right with the Lord.
Amen.
I like what Brother Eric said. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night if we get another night of revival. But one thing we know for sure is we got this very moment right now.
Amen.
Amen, church. That's why it's so important, amen, not to put off any seconds. The Lord's tugging your heart tonight. And if you're lost without God, amen, right now is the perfect time to make it right. Amen. Open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 15. I'm sure most of y'all is already there. Amen. We're going to do a little reading here. Just bear with me. And I'm trying not to hold you too long, but I want to get the Word of God out tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, verse 11, chapter 15, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them had said to his and their father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and enjoined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave it to him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? And I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He is lost, and is found, and they begin to be merry." And the Bible says, "Now this elder son was in the field, and as he came drew nigh unto the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. He said to them, 'Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound.' And he was angry and would not go in therefore. There came his father out, and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might be married with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which had devoured the living with the harlots, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said to him, 'Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and now is found.'" You may be seated tonight. Amen. Church, I'd like to get started here for a second. Yeah. Amen. And take you back to the day of the crucifixion. Amen. We're going to get started just a little bit to tell you exactly what God did for you tonight. Amen. Church here. Amen. If there's someone here lost, amen, you're thinking, "Now, preacher, and what exactly so good, amen, that God done for me? I'm having hard times. I'm going through rough patches. And if God's so good, why am I seeing it?" Amen. Church, God takes care of his children. Amen. I believe we're saved and live for the Lord. He takes good care of us. But there's one thing that God did. Amen. For the lost and the saved just alike, he gave his one and only son. And for you tonight, amen, he gave his son, an innocent man, to die on the cross for us, and that we may live forever. Amen. We talked about the prodigal son here, and we talked about the boy, amen, that left and went and spent his living. Amen. I'm sure he did a bunch of crazy stuff and stupid stuff with his living. Amen. He came back, and the father accepted him despite what he had done. Amen. I think once again, we've already talked about this week, and when we think about Christ hanging on the cross for you and me, amen, despite all the stupid stuff we know. Amen. Despite all the soldiers and what they were doing to him, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen. No matter how far you're out, amen, no matter how bad you've done, amen, the Lord is willing to forgive you now. Amen. Oh boy.
We're preaching, brother.
There ain't a amount of drugs you can do, brother. Woo! Amen. There ain't an amount of alcohol you can drink. Amen. There ain't a tough enough word that'll come out of your mouth. Amen. God can't save you, brother. Amen, church. I want to go back. Amen. For those that don't know my story. Amen. I was raised a pastor's son, just like these two right here, my brothers. Amen. We were raised strict. Amen. You can ask them. Amen. On Sunday mornings, there was no question you're going to be in church. Amen. You didn't have an option. Amen. Yes. Sunday morning, come around, down, walk in. It'd be up 7:30, Brother JB. And he'd walk in. He said, "Boy, it's time to get up. It's time to go to church." Yeah. Boy, and I'm sitting there trying to think of every good excuse, amen, that I can get out of it. Amen. Sometimes, believe it or not, me and my brothers would argue on who's going to get up first and get in the shower so the others can sleep. Amen. We sat there and we battled over and over. Amen. But Dad was real stern. "Hey, Sunday is church day. Amen. You're going to go serve the Lord today." Amen. No matter how bad we didn't like it, praise God, we still went. Amen. But as I got older and got in the world and got exposed to the devil, amen, the things that were out there, I had to get a taste of it. I had to get away from God for a little while. So I left all the good me. And I went and took everything they ever known and threw it out the window.
Amen.
Huh? Amen.
Yeah,
I was rough for a long time. Amen. There ain't nothing, amen, a Christian could tell me that I thought I knew better. Yeah. I was lost and I thought I knew the Bible better than they did. Huh? Because I was pastor, son.
Yeah.
Huh? And then I went to church and I said, listen, somebody tried to quote me the Bible. I said, listen, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Amen. The way I'm living is okay. If I want to go hang out with my friends at a bar, by George, I'm going to go do it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. I would try my hardest to find scripture to back it up. Jerry, I had no luck. Amen. I would do my best. Amen. So I went out in the world and I spent 7 or 8 years. Amen. Out in sin and I was doing everything a man could possibly do for the devil. Amen. I made up my mind in that time that I was going to serve Satan and the devil and I was going to live out in the world and I didn't care what anybody tried to tell me. I was going to do what I wanted to do. Amen. I didn't care less what God wanted.
Yeah.
Amen.
Until one day. Amen. I've said this many times, but the story never gets told. And so I got a phone call from my family. Amen. Saying, Caleb, we want you to come to a singing. I want you to come to a singing. We want you to hear the word of God's tongue. And you can ask them. They're sitting right here. I told them, no, I don't have any time. Caleb, you want to go to church? Nope, no. Caleb, you want to go to church? Nope, sure don't. Don't want to go. I've got something to do. Amen. So at least they run out of lies. Amen. They're lying for it. And I said, yeah, I'll go. Amen. Boy, I've got about fourth, fifth pew back. Amen. The Spirit of God came forth on me. Amen. The Word of God came out. The song for sung. Amen. Conviction power came down. Amen. And I knew, amen, how this something had to change. I knew that this life, amen, that I got away from God and all the riotous living that I was doing, all the money I was spending on stuff that I needed to be spending on, amen, I was taking it and throwing it to the devil. Amen. But he couldn't give me what God could give me that night. I was searching for a peace, brother, that I couldn't find. I was going through the old road place. I couldn't find it in the bottle. I couldn't find it in anything else. But when I could find it, amen, was God waiting for me. And he called my name. Amen. He saw fit to bring me back.
Amen.
I thank my God as that dad, amen, that son there. He says, this boy right here, he may got away from me. But once was lost, now is found.
Yeah.
Amen, church. Yeah. Amen, no matter how bad I got. Amen, I remember what God did for me.
Yeah.
And I remember Him saying, Caleb, you did a lot of crazy stuff. And I don't know what went through your mind because I raised you better. Yeah. Amen, it wasn't mom and dad that raised me. It took me a long time to realize that. Amen, it wasn't mom and dad that raised me. But it was God through them. Amen, that raised me. God said, I gave you Christian parents to raise you right. Amen, I gave you all the tools you need to live for me. And you chose to walk away. Amen, but I'm still here waiting on you. And I was ready for you to come back. Brother, not only did the family not give up, but God never gave up. God has never given up on you. I don't care how long you run. I don't care what you do, what you hide behind. Brother, God will find you.
Amen.
Take it from a man that's been there. Amen. This son got away. And I'm sure JB in his mind, boy, I've got all this money and I've got all this living that my daddy did for me. I'm going to go ahead and have me a good old time. Boy, you can work your fingers to the bone. And you can build up your bank account as much as you can put that in there.
Yeah.
These millionaires can keep making millions, keep making millions and putting that bank account. But when it's all said and done, we're going to be buried the same way.
Amen,
church. I don't know if somebody may want to pay for a fancy mausoleum. Amen, where you can just slide them in. It beats being underground. Why, I don't know. Amen, but once we die and we're gone from this life, it's over. Amen, on this side. Amen, but the Bible says, amen, whether you're saved or lost, you will bow the knee. Amen, and you will answer to a God that's way bigger than you. Amen, I don't care how big you are. I don't care if you take your time or 10 feet tall bulletproof. God can strike you to your knees.
Amen.
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 Woo!
Amen.
Boy, I was one of the tough guys. And trust me, there's a lot of big boys that walk around with me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, amen, I thought I was tough, but I really wasn't. When God got a hold of me, I cried like a little baby.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Hey, man, I'm sure a lot of people are like, what is wrong with this guy? Man, I've never seen him do this. I cried like a little baby.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know there's a price to being a Christian. You know that?
Yeah.
And you may say, what that is. Brother, when I got saved, amen, I had a lot of friends, buddy. I had them all. Anytime I wanted to call them up, amen, they were ready to go anytime I wanted to do something. But you know what? When I called them up, I said, brother, I don't do that anymore. I got saved. You did what? I went to church on a Saturday. You're never going to believe this. I chose church on a Saturday night over all my hopping around places, over all my foul mouth, my foul language, and after all that stuff, I passed on all that. And I went to church and I met God again.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to go with me, you can.
Yep.
Oh, no, we don't want none of that, Brother Eric. No, my friends, no, KB, okay, we don't want none of that.
Right.
We ain't going to church now, Kevin. You holler at me when you get back out of church.
Yeah.
Huh? We're going to be waiting by the phone a long time.
Yeah.
Amen. When the Lord splits those eastern skies, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to be waiting by the phone. It's going to be too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Because Caleb's going to be home. Go. Amen. Church, I passed this world up for something whole lot better.
Yeah.
Amen. I passed this world up for my one and only true best friend, that's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all fit to take time for me.
Yeah.
Amen. To give his life for me.
Yeah.
Amen. That I may live forever.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, it ain't nothing that we can do to get to heaven. There ain't nothing that money can buy. You can't buy your way into it. Amen. We've already said this week, hey, you can't poke your head around the pearly gates and hope somebody can sneak you in. Hey, brother, when it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. It's over. It's done with. Your opportunity of being saved is long gone and out the door.
Amen.
We said already this week too, your mom and daddy can't get you there.
That's right.
Boy, when I was lost, that kind of skimmed my mind. It wasn't my full thought, but it kind of skimmed my mind. I was like, well, my mom and daddy, my dad's a pastor, my brother's a preacher, my other brother, he's a heavy church, all he's preaching at the time. But you know, I got them, I can get right in there. They'll just get me right in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep living. I'll slack up a little bit. I'm going to keep living the way I'm living.
Yeah.
What was I wrong? He said, Caleb, the blood must be applied to your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I gave my son for you.
Yeah.
And he just didn't pass out. He just didn't have a heart attack and die. He died an awful, awful death.
Yeah.
I sat there and looked down and watched my son get beaten. I saw my son get smacked around. I saw my son get spit upon. I saw him get stabbed. I saw blood pour. I saw him carry the cross up a hill when I wish I could be there to help him carry it. I couldn't do anything because of something had to happen. Had for you to be saved. Something had to happen. Had for you to go home. Something had to happen. And that was Jesus dying on the cross for us. It had to happen.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. People back in the Bible days, we talked a lot of times, Sunday school, how a lot of times they would kill a calf or kill a lamb or kill something as a sacrifice. Amen.
Yeah.
But eventually, those sacrifices are no good anymore.
Right. Amen.
God knew something bigger had happened.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's sitting there and thought, what can I do to help these people out? Mm-hmm. He said, my son had to die.
Right.
Yeah.
And he gave for us.
Amen.
Amen, church. You can go to bury monuments all over the place and other gods, amen, is buried. Amen, we say this all the time, Brother Eric. Muhammad's still there.
Yeah.
That Buddha statue's still on your mantle.
Yeah.
Amen, you can go find the bones of some pharaoh, whatever, somewhere in a pyramid. Amen, if you was to go to the tomb of Jesus Christ right now, amen, you'll look in there and see a hollow room. Hey, you'll see an empty place. Amen, you won't find one bone, one. Amen, you can take the fine brush and get on the floor and try to sweep it up. Try to find something, but he's no longer there. And the Bible says that he is sitting in heaven and for us. And he said, I will come back and I will claim you for my own.
Yeah.
Amen. What did we preach about last night? Obtaining the promise. He made me a promise, Eric. And I'm going to get it one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to obtain that promise one day. No matter what come, what may. No matter who steps foot in my path. I'm going to get my promise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I got a little bit more reading here. Amen. He said, if you want to flip over. Let's see here. Let me get it flipped over here in the book of Deuteronomy. Back over to Deuteronomy. This is the second time I preached out of here. But it's all right. It's God. Amen. Ain't me. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. Christians tonight. Amen. I got a little bit of something for you. This week, I'm going to leave you. This revival, as far as I know, this is the last night. I don't know. Amen. I don't know what the pastor has in mind, but I'm going to leave you, the church, with this tonight. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 10, "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full." Listen to this. Verse 12 says, "Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, at which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name, you shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa." Amen. I'm going to stop right there tonight. Amen. Church, tonight, if you're saved, amen, don't forget what God's done for you. Amen. Don't forget how far He's brought you, brother. Amen. And I know by telling you stories a bit ago, you haven't forgotten, brother. Amen. A matter of fact, here in a few days, you're going to celebrate an anniversary. Amen. Amen. Celebrate something that great happened in your life. Brothers and sisters, tonight, if God saved your soul, you get to celebrate something every year. Celebrate a birthday. Have that happen. You may say, "No, Caleb, what does that mean if you're lost here tonight?" I'm talking about a real birthday. Yeah. And brother, I can't remember nothing about me being a baby. I couldn't tell you the first thing. And what I can tell you is I remember my second birth. And then when Christ came into my heart and saved me from the devil's hell. And that's a day I will never forget. Amen. So when I die and I leave here, amen, I'll be reunited with my Father on the other side. But I'm here for a little while. Tonight, church, if you're lost and you don't know God, amen, anybody can believe in God. I believe there's God. The devil said, and he believes in God, and he trembles. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody can say, "I believe there's God, sure." Amen. But do you know him? Do you live for him? Do you follow him? Do you serve him? Right. That's the $1 million question tonight.
Yeah.
As we stand tonight, we'll ask Jason and Eric to give us all. Amen. If you're lost here tonight, amen, you've got a golden opportunity. What an opportunity you have. Amen, what an opportunity you have. Had to make it right tonight. You may say, "Caleb, you know, my life at home may not be the best. Amen, I had troubles and trials in my life." Brother, we all do. Sister, we all do. But I can guarantee you this. God will be with you every step of the way. He will never leave you. He will always be there for you. Amen, but you got to let Him into your heart first. Then let Him into your house and take control of your house. If you can't do that, you have no hope.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You can't do this on your own. You got to have God. Don't think you can hop, skip, jump your way to heaven. It just don't work. If you're lost here tonight, amen, get saved before it's too late. What a golden opportunity you have tonight. Amen. What a golden opportunity. Won't you come? Won't you come tonight? God loves you. The Bible says His mercy endures forever. Amen. But I know of a lot of young people, amen, decided to put off salvation, that walked out the church doors lost. Amen. The conviction of God filled their hearts. Amen. They left lost and left this world lost and undone without Him. What a sad day. What a sad day. The preacher has preached the message tonight. The songs have went out. You have the opportunity. One opportunity to make it right. And that's now. Do you need the Lord tonight? Won't you come? Won't you come? I'm not going to force you. I ain't going to drag you. But conviction is poured out your heart. It's not your conscience talking to you. That's the Lord. You better listen. Better listen. God, speak to your heart. You need to come. Take it from a guy that knows. I used to be that wild boy until God came in my heart. I used to be that guy that said all the words that never come out of my mouth, that should never come out of my mouth. Then God saved me. God has made a difference in my life. And He can do it for you tonight. But you gotta come. can't. But I can't explain how good God is to me.
Amen.
Amen. Am I telling you all your problems are going to go away when you get saved? No, sir, I'm not. Am I going to say you'll never get sick in your body when you get saved? No, sir, I'm not. But I can tell you one thing. God will see you through.
Amen.
God will see you through every way. I remember a little old preacher, man, a long time ago, preaching over.